I'm speaking today with Zeph Capo, who is running for Houston Community College trustee in District 1. Zeph, thank you for talking to me today. Why are you running for this office?
Thank you, Charles. I believe that the community college, especially today, is a major driver of our economy. It is an important system for training our workforce, and I believe that I can be a beneficial bridge builder between the K-12 system and the community college to increase the access for our students and for our workers that are coming back to retool for new opportunities in our community and in our economy.
Now, your background is on the K-12 side with the Houston Federation of Teachers. The Chronicle talked in its endorsement our editorial about, the need to do remedial education in HCC because, among other things, HISD, it charged, wasn't doing enough to prepare students. Where do you see, where do you see a gap there? And, mm-hmm. Working from the HCC side, how do you hope to, bridge that gap and have students come into HCC ready to take college classes?
Right. Well, I understand firsthand how tough and complex that question is. As a classroom educator, I taught science at the high school level and middle school level, and many of my students would come into my ninth grade biology class stating they wanted to be a doctor one week and not understanding why they needed to take biology the next week. And so that I recognized initially on that there's a disconnect between what some students think they want to do for their work life and what they're hearing, how they're making judgments, how they're making decisions. And I think that we've got to get real solid information to them very quickly, because that foundational level, that foundation support is critically important for their ability to be able to grow and build upon that in post-secondary education. And part of that is their seriousness, their self-interest in learning and understanding the connections and importance of what they're doing today and how it connects to tomorrow. I think that we've got to do a better job of helping our kids understand that the concepts that they're learning, they need to be completely involved with so that they gain the most out of them when it matters, when it gets down to that point of, I'm not ready to go into medical school yet, but I need that 10-month certificate to enter the medical field to put my way through school. Because so many of our students face that. I faced it as a student coming out of high school as well. I had to work my way through college, and community college was an important bridge to get me through that gap.
Now, HCC does work with HISD and the other independent school districts that are part of its domain. What's your evaluation of the partnership between HCC and the independent school districts that are members of it?
I think that there are a couple aspects. First and foremost, I don't think it gets down to the teacher-student level nearly enough. And second, I think part of that issue is over the last couple of years, there's been a disconnect or a gap in the relationship between the community college and the K-12 system, specifically HISD, at the systemic level. That needs to be mended. It needs to be developed and strengthened so that we can actually deepen it to the level of high school instructors, community college instructors, having those deep conversations to understand the standards level, what is needed to be successful at their level. And it works both ways. It's not just that reaching back into the middle school and the high school to get kids prepared so that they're successful at community college, but also the community college understanding the standards that they're going to need when they transfer to the higher level four-year institutions. I was just having conversations with UH professors, especially in the math and science areas, about student preparedness at the community college level for success at the bachelor's and master's level. So I think that we have a lot of work to do between both pre- and post-community college, and I think that I will be an asset to the board in helping provide those linkages.
Do you have concerns about the changes the legislature made to high school graduation requirements and the effect that may have on community colleges?
They're starting to work themselves out. I'm a little concerned about the lowering of math standards, since that is one of the areas that are critical and that we find that we're quite frankly falling down on. But I think that that is tied to a much larger move. I don't believe that we address the math curriculum appropriately in the United States. Most high-functioning countries, especially in the math area, they teach math in a much more structured way, in a much different way than we do here. They're banded. They develop concepts to automaticity before they move on, so that our students are well prepared from one level to the next, where we tend to go broad, a mile wide, and only an inch deep. So I think that there are systemic issues, but we also need to focus on our local level, focus on our improvement in the academic side, not lower back the standards. I think that's a concern. But I am very optimistic regarding the changes that were made on the vocational career and technical side. I am hoping that we're able to start doing dual credit programs for career and technical education that will complement at the community college level, because so much of the work available in our economy actually requires a certificate or a two-year degree, and most of that training happens at the community college level.
Okay. Now, community colleges, of course, just like higher education and K-12 education, have been feeling the effects of budget cuts from the legislature the past two sessions. We know that the legislature restored some money to public education. To be honest, I'm not really sure what they did with community college funding. So give me your overview of what the funding situation is, how HCC has been handling it, and what you see going forward.
We've had, in my opinion, I think the legislature has been going the wrong way when it comes to community college or higher education tuition funding in the state of Texas for some years. I believe that the deregulation of college tuition was a mistake. It's actually hitting our families the hardest. It is making access to college education almost out of reach for so many kids and so many families that we need to readdress that. We need to get that reined under control. It's done nothing but the budget cuts have done nothing but hamper that process, because community colleges, universities have had no other choice but to increase tuition rates, and that has to come to a halt. We've got to find more efficiencies in our system, do more with what we currently have, and ensure that our primary programs actually receive the funding necessary, whether that's through targeted funds to ensure that our technical programs are up to speed, technologically up to speed with the appropriate staffing, up to speed with recruitment of students to be able to fill those positions, high-need positions in the medical field and in the oil and gas industry.
Now, I mean, college tuition overall has been a big national issue these past few years. I mean, of course, one way to deal with the high cost of a college education is to spend 2 years at community college and only have to spend 2 years in a four-year college.
Right.
Does HCC do a good job, in your opinion, of getting that message out to people that one way that's one way they can deal with the high cost of college tuition?
I think they're trying to, but I don't think they actually have the saturation levels necessary. I think this is a main area that we've got to partner more strongly, more deeply with the K-12 systems. When I go into schools, and I'm in District 1 high schools quite often, even down at the middle school and the elementary level school, I see a lot of discussion about college and career readiness, attending college, but most of the time I see Yale University, Stanford University, University of Houston, very rarely do I see a lot of discussion about the community college. And that's one of the areas that we tend to fall down on, is ensuring that families and students really understand all the options that are out there. And I go back to days when I was in the classroom and talking with my students. Many of my students would say, I just can't see myself making it through 4 more years before I can have a job that pays a decent wage to help me provide for my family. One of the best things that we can do is ensure that our kids know what bridges, what steps are in there to help them make it that far, to make it to the next step. A lot of the discussion is, give me 10 months. Give me 10 months to get a certificate program in a community college or elsewhere so that you can have a job making $17 an hour versus one making $7 an hour. That's kind of the message that we need to ensure that is available to all of our students. Many of them are going to either some of them are going to have family resources. They're working through the financial aid process. But that really is only hitting about 30% of our students that are coming through the K-12 system right now. We've got to have better options that are more clearly communicated to the other 70% of the students.
HCC is going to be looking for a new chancellor. That's obviously going to be a job that falls to the trustees to make the ultimate decision on it. What is your evaluation of the outgoing chancellor, and what qualities do you want to see in the next one?
I think the outgoing chancellor did an admirable job based on the circumstances that were in time and play when she came to the position. I think that in the chancellor that we're looking for to lead the system into the next decade, we've got to have somebody that is immersed down to their toenails in workforce development. They understand at an innate and acute level what it takes to provide students with the workforce skills that they need to be successful. We've got to have somebody that understands the business practices, that can clearly ensure that we are transparent, that we are fair and consistent in how we run our business, and be able to ensure that we have a collaborative relationship between that board coming in and the new chancellor. I think those things are two pieces are extremely, extremely important in the next chancellor.
2012, there was a bond referendum passed, $425 million, I believe, for construction at HCC. And did you vote for that referendum?
Yes, I did. As an educator and someone who understands that our economy is going to be driven, especially over the next few decades, by certificate and two-year degree technical education, I think it's imperative that we have a high-functioning program, that we are able to institute the training levels necessary to keep our economy strong, to keep our workers in place. I did support it. I supported it based on the fact that we were going to have changes at the board level, that we were going to have individuals that were moving away from the decision-making traits that we have seen in the past. We cannot have board members that that represent districts like their own personal fiefdoms. We've got to have collaboration. We need to be looking system-wide. We need to be integrating with our district systems and our employers, our workforce, on a citywide level to ensure that we are making the best of those tax dollar investments and doing what's right by our students and our community.
What's your view of how the execution of that referendum has gone since it was passed?
Quite frankly, it's touch and go right now. I think that the new board that's seated in January will have an opportunity to really make things a lot better and change things, make the improvements necessary to lead us into a successful new decade. I'm very optimistic and hopeful that the quality of candidates that we have running, the voters will pay very close attention to and send us the best board to do great things for the Houston Community College and our economy.
HCC has an affiliate campus in Qatar in the Middle East. I was found that kind of interesting when I spoke to Carol Robinson 2 years ago as he was running the board. He talked very passionately about the purpose of that. So I'd like to get your impression of that program and where you see its strengths and weaknesses and what direction it should be going in.
Right. You know, my background, my undergraduate degree is in international relations, so I see a lot of positives. I see a lot of potential for a global economy to be able to integrate those. If we were able to utilize that facility in a better way for our students here in Houston, I think that it would be much more palatable to those that look at the negatives and the distractions in the program. I can see both sides. I hear the argument all the time. We need to be doing better and be doing right by the students that we have in our local economy in Houston. Why are we even focusing halfway around the world? I get that argument, and I think that needs to be addressed. I think that needs to be looked at a little bit deeper. I'm withholding judgment on decisions that I would make by that program until I'm able to really learn a lot more and get a better taste from my community on where they stand. I think that there are a lot of potential options to turn it into a positive and utilize it, especially with the energy sector here, with the energy sector workers, with some of the social justice changes that I think we'd like to see in that part of the world. There are opportunities for really making it shine and bringing it into what we're doing at a local level in a way that would be beneficial to our community more so than it has. But I don't think that that's been a focus.
Another recent trend in higher education is online learning. Classes taught over the internet.
Yes.
What's your view of how HCC already does this, and where do you see opportunities to do it better or do more of it?
Right. I think that the distance education program at HCC has been fairly successful. As a matter of fact, I took several courses through the distance ed program over the last several years and was very complimentary. I enjoyed the courses that I took. They were easily accessible. They were paced at my level. I was able to get out of them what I needed. I think that distance learning is a crucial component of student completion, especially for many of our working students at the community college level, students that are coming back to retool for new careers and new opportunities. I think that we can utilize the technology, blend it into face-to-face learning. I don't believe that distance education is ever going to take face-to-face learning over altogether, because I believe that there's we're social beings, and that networking level, that face-to-face relationship building is extremely crucial to the learning process. I don't think it can be fully replicated in distance learning alone. However, I think that it is an extremely important tool that should be infused across all of our programs and everything that we're doing.
A couple years ago, HCC had a referendum to annex Spring Branch ISD, make it part of its territory. That was unsuccessful. Do you foresee any future expansion for HCC?
I think so. I mean, when it comes down to it, we're seeing a lot of changes in the Spring Branch community. Younger individuals moving in will potentially have kids that are going to college in the community college level. Students that are growing up that if they stay in that community, they will want the option of having in-district tuition rates. I think that it would be beneficial in the long run for us to benefit from the economies of scale of having them integrated into our system. I think that there was a massive failure in communication and really listening to the residents out there and understanding what they wanted, what they needed, and how to go through that process. I think that we tend to rush things at times, especially with these systems. I've seen it in HISD, and I've seen it in HCC or other systems in the area, that sometimes we prioritize being first rather than being right. And I think that we need to sometimes slow it down, really do our homework, really do the listening that's required of our constituents, the taxpayers, the students, to be able to implement what's needed in a community.
HCC board has had some ethical issues over the past few years. They have taken some steps to address that. What is your view of the state of ethical compliance and transparency with the HCC Board of Trustees, and where do you see opportunities to do more?
Right. I am not particularly pleased with the level of transparency at the community college in their business practices. Even at this point, still being on the outside looking in, quite frankly, especially in our district, we can and must do more to ensure that we maintain the trust of the community. We've got to build stronger. I believe we need stronger policies that are in there. We need real firewalls between trustees and the contracting process. Firewalls, policies that have teeth. Policies that, you know what, if there's an investigation and a contract is found to have been awarded because of undue pressure by a trustee or inappropriate involvement of a trustee, then there needs to be clauses in the contract so that it's immediately closed up and they're not allowed to be back in that process. Some of the policies that HISD instituted are similar in that way, and we need to ensure that those policies are also in place at HCC. We need to do a thorough review of nationwide best practices policies, accounting procedures, ensure that the community college is absolutely in line with those best practice procedures. And furthermore, I would honestly support a more of a formal advisory role. I would like, let's open the books for accounting professionals and business professionals that understand how these things should be working, to do an audit, to make recommendations to the board. Are we truly in line? Are things as transparent as they need to be? Are we ensuring that our systems are fair and consistent for everyone across the board so that we attract quality individuals to do business and do work with the community college? That should be our first and foremost.
You are running against an incumbent in this district, and there is a third candidate in the race. When people go to vote on November 5th, why should they vote to make you the next trustee in District 1 and not one of your opponents?
Right. So I am the one person in the race that has a deep understanding of what's necessary in education, that has the background in the K-12 system, that can be that bridge builder between the K-12 system, that can actually build consensus within the community. I think that that's extremely important. One of the issues, one of my opponents, he said he's looking for the chancellor, that he thought it should be a business person. I want to ensure that we keep that door open. I'm not going to exclude anybody from any sector. We've got to find the best quality person, regardless of whether it's a business person, someone with an education background, or a third industry from the nonprofit level. Where are we going to be looking, and how do we look out of the box for what to improve the future of the system? I think that I will be in a unique position to be able to truly push the ethics issues, truly push the business and transparency practices, because I'm independent. I don't work for any businesses that may be involved with HCC. I don't have those kind of tie-ups, and I've worked with it and seen it at the HISD level enough to know where the mishaps can happen and how to stop those from happening before they get started. I hope that I could have the support of our community so that we can move this district forward.
All right, Zeph Capo, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.